Lynn McNeese is vice president of the Lexington-based Associations International and president of one of its organizations, the International Spa Association, or ISPA. She joins me to talk about the business of organizing organizations and keeping them that way. And thank you for being with us, Lynn.
Well, thank you for having me.
And if you would first tell us about the fields represented by the various organizations that operate under your umbrella.
Absolutely. Associations International actually was founded in 1974. It was by Jim Host of Host Communications. So about 5 years ago, we changed our name to Associations International, and we manage 9 distinct organizations, associations, everything from finance to dog trainers to volleyball coaches to professional coaches to actually we're a little bit in the finance world and tech world and then spa owners and operators as well.
So that's a really broad variety.
Yes, sir.
Of subject matter and issues and concerns. What are the challenges of managing that kind of variety?
Actually, the challenges are some of the opportunities as well, because we are 9 very different organizations, and we're all governed by a board of directors, a volunteer board of directors that actually hire Associations International to manage the day-to-day operations of their organizations. But the beauty there is, because we're all under one roof, all 120 employees based here in Lexington, we can collaborate on where we are similar. We all have membership, we all run events and education, and there are things that we all do. So we can get together in a room, and even though the industries are very different, the day-to-day operations may not be as different. So we can really learn. The spa industry can learn from the tech industry, and the tech industry can learn from volleyball coaches. So it's a wonderful partnership.
And again, these are national and international associations. I wonder if many Lexingtonians even realize that when they're picking up a magazine from the dog association or coaching, that they're reading a publication that emanated right out of Lexington. Is it kind of off the radar, do you think?
It probably is. You know, most of our members within the organizations don't even know there is an association management company behind them. They just think of us as being their staff, and that really is by design. But collectively, of the 9 organizations, we touch 110,000 members worldwide in over 120 countries, touching them by providing them education, resources, research, membership. The American Society of Association Executives is really our governing association in our profession. And the number one reason people join, based on their research, is for networking and education. So all of us collectively, we all provide that every day.
Now, following on what you just said, in the past, the way it's been, and maybe it's still this way to some extent, an association has been the provider of the single best resource to everyone in that particular field. It's been who you turn to, the go-to for information and data and ideas, et cetera. Has the internet and 24/7 connectivity changed this in any way?
I think it's given the associations more of a voice to get their message out, but through all of the clutter that's out there in the internet and industry, and you can Google anything, we really do need to have that voice or that industry expert, and associations still provide that today, because that's who's really driving a lot of the education and research within the specific industries.
I would assume that for most associations, membership is a key to revenue. Is there a challenge presented by social media?
Social media has been a great way to actually grow membership for most of our organizations. It is a wonderful vehicle to get the message out. And a lot of organizations now, events, their conferences, events, and education is their top revenue driver. Membership is always critical, and that's really Associations International's claim to fame, if you will, is that we grow membership and we grow conferences. And if there's an association out there that wants to be under the AI family, they have to want to grow, because that's really what we push for, is growth.
Do you run an association like a business? Is it considered a business?
It has to be a business, and it's owned by the membership. So the board of directors have a fiduciary responsibility to ensure that they, you know, it's kind of a misnomer to think that nonprofits don't make a profit. You do make a profit. You spend it back within the membership. You just don't pocket it. You know, it's the members' money. So whether you're putting it into reserves for a rainy day or you're reinvesting in education, you have to run it like a business.
In this era, we hear an awful lot about collaboration versus hierarchy versus vertical leadership, top down. And more collaborative structures seem to be emerging out there. Do you see that happening in the association world?
Absolutely, because the members all collaborate. And whether it's the traditional task force model or it's these think tanks that we put together of special interest groups within membership, it is what drives the industry. And it helps the consumer really define, you know, I know within the spa world, we really tried to define an industry so people didn't think we were hot tubs. You know, that was a big challenge for us. And the members helped us do that by educating the consumer and really collaborating. We also do that in-house. You know, within our own employees, is that collaboration across industries is what makes us better, because I learned so much from the coaching industry and the technology industry and finance industry that if I was by myself, you know, as a single association executive with a small staff, I wouldn't have that bench. So there's collaboration at every level.
What's your view of professional development for staff? Do you actually offer opportunities for staff to get out there and learn and grow?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, ASAE is our governing body, is our association. And with it being the top two reasons that people join is education and networking, we think it's important that our employees are also well-educated, not only within the field where they're assigned, whether it's finance, technology, or even spas, but also their professional growth, what they want to do. And that's really the beauty of working in an association, because you're kind of a jack of all trades. You come in and you get to dabble in PR and marketing and, you know, writing it for a trade journal or doing a little bit of events. And you can, if you're not sure what you want to do when you grow up, it's a great gateway to come in and learn a little bit about everything. We also support local. You know, a lot of our staff have gone through Leadership Lexington, have participated in Commerce Lexington's Emerge Conference, which is a wonderful tool. So we invest heavily in our employees. We have been one of Kentucky's best places to work now for 4 years in a row, and that is something that our employees fill out. As you know, they fill out those surveys, and they decide if we're one of Kentucky's best places.
I think you've touched on this in other ways in previous responses, but again, what sorts of services does AI provide to various organizations? Are there some that are adopted organization-wide and some that are specific to a given association?
Absolutely. The International Coach Federation, for an example, they certify coaches. That's what they do. So they run the certification program and certify hundreds, thousands of coaches around the world. So that's specific to their industry. Each one of us have something. As I mentioned, we're governed by a board of directors who really set what it is they want us to focus on. And for example, iSpa focuses heavily on media and consumer awareness. And a lot of times you'll find a really great massage therapist that decides to open up a spa but may not have the business tools to do it. So it's our responsibility to help educate them on how to run a business, a profitable business. So it really depends on the industry. But what we do across the board is grow membership, really execute world-class conferences and events, wonderful trade publications and magazines. I mean, that's really the staple of all of our associations.
Before we run out of time, I want to touch on something personal, professional, actually, but it's in your history that I think our readers and listeners would be very interested in, and that is that you spent some years on the White House staff. Can you tell us which presidents you served? And most importantly, do you to this day sometimes look back on those experiences and draw on them in some way?
Absolutely. I was privileged to serve George H.W. Bush for 4 years in the White House. And I draw on that a lot, mostly group dynamics and kind of that, as I mentioned, the jack of all trades, because running an association is very similar to being involved in a campaign or being in the White House, where your staff is very lean. You do everything, you know, from address the envelopes and lick the envelopes. And I mean, it's hands on. You do it all. And no day is the same as the next. And I think about my White House days a lot and what I learned. I was so young, right out of college. And I've taken a lot of that with me.
Lynn McNeese, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. It was fun.